There's a picture of aspen trees on Mount Lemmon, and the caption is, "Leaves are just starting to change colors on aspen trees above Ski Valley on Mount Lemmon near Summer Haven. Although the first flush of autumn color has yet to come to the Catalina Mountains north of Tucson, with aspen trees like these showing golden hues of the season, don't expect lots of color just yet. The full palette usually appears from mid to late October, when reddish hues of maples and oaks add variety to the landscape. One place to see some golden aspens right now is along the road leading uphill from Mount Lemmon Ski Valley to the top of Mount Lemmon. And you can view autumn colors from around the world at tucson.com/gallery. And I must say, it's one of my favorite times of year up in on the hill to see these trees turn. Absolutely beautiful. Out of Detroit, 8 months after General Motors began recalling more than 2 million cars because of a deadly ignition switch of defect, less than half of the owners have gotten their vehicles fixed. At first, the problem was a shortage of parts, but now the problem is people. Despite the heavy publicity surrounding the scandal, many drivers evidently haven't heard of the recall or haven't grasped how serious the defect is because it hasn't given them any trouble. As a result, GM has been forced to go beyond the usual ominous-sounding recall letters. It has sent out Facebook messages and made phone calls to owners of the cars, mainly Chevrolet Cobalts and Saturn Ions. CEO Mary Barra has even sent a personal letter urging people to get the switches replaced. In some cases, we've gone to the owner's home and gotten the vehicle, given them a loaner, and are working to fix it, Barra said last week. GM announced in February and March that it was recalling the cars after taking more than a decade to disclose the defect, now linked to at least 24 deaths. The switches can slip out of the run position, causing the engine to shut off. That can knock out power, assisted steering, and disable the airbags. Despite recall letters that bluntly warn that the defect can lead to injury and even death, and despite 5 congressional hearings and thousands of news stories about the Fuhrer, only about 1.16 million of the 2.36 million affected vehicles still on the road have been brought in for repairs. One of the unrepaired cars belongs to Kim Atkins, a media relations specialist in Austin, Texas, who received recall notices in April and June for her 2007 Cobalt. Busy with moving back to her hometown from college and starting a new job, she ignored them both. "I don't think it was very serious just from the wording on the recall notice," said Atkins, who is 24 years old. "I'm sure that it was important, but I didn't get a sense of what the actual issue was, just neglected to do it." Atkins said that her fiancé is mad at her for dallying. Now she has made an appointment to bring her car into the shop this week. She has also removed everything from her keychain, as instructed by GM. Because the recalled cars are no longer produced, parts supplier Delphi Automotive had to bring machinery out of mothballs to start cranking out replacement switches. Repairs finally began in April, when the replacement switches started to arrive at dealers. Last Wednesday, GM announced that Delphi had made enough to fix all of the cars. Barra said that the challenge now is to find those people who have still not called the dealership and said, "Hey, let's get my car scheduled." GM's extraordinary efforts to reach people were part of an agreement that ended a federal investigation into why the automaker failed to promptly disclose the switch problem. It's not unusual for some car owners to ignore recall notices. The average completion rate 1.5 years after recall begins is 75%, according to federal safety regulators. But few recalls are as serious as this one. Kenneth Feinberg, the lawyer handling compensation claims for GM, on Monday raised the number of deaths attributed to the defect to 24. That toll is likely to raise as he handles more cases. Among the 24 is Virginia law student Laura Gass, 27 years old, who died in March when her 2006 Saturn Ion rear-ended a tractor trailer and caught fire on Interstate 81 while she was on her way to work, as a law clerk for a federal judge. Witnesses told her family's lawyer, Bob Hilliard, that the airbags did not inflate, an indication of a defective switch. At the time of the crash, GM had announced the recall and was sending warning letters. But the parts weren't yet available. Hilliard didn't know if Laura had removed everything from her keychain. Her family recently accepted a settlement from Feinberg for an undisclosed amount. About one-third of those who haven't had the repairs done are people with children, while one-fifth are young people without children, GM spokesman Terry Rodigan said. Usually, those people who don't get those cars repaired are the ones who haven't seen any symptoms, said John Odell, who is the senior editor for Edmunds.com, automotive website. People just don't want to be bothered, Odell said.